Christian Crusaders extends a heartfelt welcome to each of our listeners during this joyous holiday season. The Reverend Dr. Homer Larson will be conducting our service today. Information on how to order tapes, CDs, or printed copies of today's sermon will be given at the close of the program. We invite you to tune in to this radio station at this time every Sunday and worship with us. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it.
Does your Christian faith bring you peace? We're going to talk about that today in the sermon. We open our service in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Lord Jesus, the celebration of your birth, as far as Christmas is concerned, is over. Yet, O God, we know that that message never comes to an end. Grant, O Lord, that we may understand just a bit better that you have come to this world in the person of Jesus Christ, and it is through you that we have the promise of life everlasting and a peace which passes all understanding. We pray that the message of Christmas may linger long, and we may find in that babe of Bethlehem's manger the solution to the problems of our lives. Hear our prayer that we ask in Christ's name, and for his sake, amen. In the Word of God, as it is recorded in the second chapter of St. Luke's Gospel, beginning with verse 22. When the time of their purification according to the law of Moses had been completed, Joseph and Mary took him to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord, as it is written in the law of the Lord, every firstborn male is to be consecrated to the Lord, and to offer a sacrifice in keeping with what is said in the law of the Lord, a pair of doves or two young pigeons. Now there was a man in Jerusalem called Simeon. He was a righteous and a devout person. He was waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was upon him. It had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not die before he had seen the Lord's Christ. Moved by the Spirit, he went into the temple's court. When the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him what the law had required, Simeon took him in his arms and praise God, saying, Sovereign Lord, as you have promised, you now dismiss your servant in peace. For my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared in the sight of all people, a light for revelation to the Gentiles, and for the glory to your people Israel. The child's father and mother marveled at what was said about him. Then Simeon blessed them and said to Mary his mother, This child is destined to cause the falling and rising of many in Israel, and to be a sign that will be spoken against, so that the thoughts of many hearts will be revealed, and a sword will pierce your own soul too. Here ends the reading of God's holy word. Friends in Christ, what do you suppose happened right after Jesus was born? Perhaps that giving birth to a child in a manger was no big deal in those days. But coming from our culture, I can imagine a person saying to Mary, Weren't you the lady who gave birth to that child in a manger? How cruel that was. Or a man might have approached Joseph and asked him the question, Did you have some strong words for that innkeeper when he treated you in such an inhumane way? Well, again, maybe they didn't give much thought to it. We don't know very much about those early days in Jesus' life. But St. Luke in his gospel does give us two or three peeks into what was happening right after the birth. Now we have an incident that happened 40 days after Jesus was born. His father and mother, Mary and Joseph, had taken Jesus to the temple according to the law to present him to the Lord. And while they were there, Mary and Joseph met a very righteous and devout man by the name of Simeon. He had been promised by the Lord God that he would not die until he had seen the Messiah, Israel's Savior. The Bible says that he was waiting for the consolation of Israel. On this particular day, he awakened and he was moved by the Spirit to go immediately to the temple, for something great was going to happen. When he arrived there, he saw Joseph and Mary and Jesus. He took the child into his arms and he looked into Jesus' face. And then he uttered these words that are often used in some of the liturgies of our church. In the church where I was raised at our evening service on Sunday, we often concluded the service this way: Lord, now lettest thou thy servant depart in peace according to your word. For mine eyes have seen thy salvation, which thou hast prepared before the face of all people, a light to lighten the Gentiles and the glory of thy people Israel. And there you meet Simeon. Simeon looked into the face of Jesus, and his soul was at peace. Now, Simeon, it says, was a devout man. He was a righteous man. He lived very close to the temple. He came to the temple often. He probably had heard some of the greatest speakers of Judaism that were living in his day. He knew the prophets. He knew, for example, that Isaiah had said that a virgin would conceive and give birth to a son, and his name should be called Emmanuel. He knew that Micah the prophet had said that Jesus was going to be born in Bethlehem of Judea. He had acquired a tremendous amount of knowledge. He had read, he had heard preached some great, great messages on this coming Messiah. But Simeon saw that day that it was quite a different matter in learning about Jesus, the Messiah, and then meeting him face to face. To acquire knowledge about Jesus made Simeon excited. He was really waiting for this day. There never had been a day like that before in his life. But now to look into his face did not only excite him, but it changed Simeon's life forever. He was an old man, and now he turned to the Lord in his prayer and said, "Let me depart in peace." In other words, "Let me come home, Lord. Let me come home." How much like Simeon many of us could be. We are faithful members of the church. We are not technical theologians in the real sense of the word, but we have acquired a lot of biblical knowledge during the course of the years. Some of us have spent some years in a theological seminary and have studied the scriptures and other matters pertaining to the Christian faith. But I think today, especially of you lay people, you have acquired a lot of knowledge about Jesus. I realize and I agree that there is a lot of biblical illiteracy in the church, and certainly outside of the church. But there is also, and I think my friends would agree, that there is a lot of knowledge. There are worship services, and our people, many of them attend faithfully Sunday after Sunday. You go to Bible classes, and now we're in this great small group program where we gather in homes with the Word of God and study it carefully. All of my ministry, I went to ladies' aid meetings, and there were some tremendous Bible studies at these circle meetings. Sure, we have acquired knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. But the question is, does that bring us peace? And the answer, at least as I understand it from my own personal experience and working with other people, it is only when we look into the face of Jesus and he looks into our face, that we experience what St. Paul called that peace which passes all understanding, meaning that it can't be explained. When we look into the face of Jesus, now we are not only acquiring more knowledge, but we are meeting a person who lives in a personal relationship with us. But how does it happen? It can happen only when the Holy Spirit, working through that word, working through all this knowledge that we have acquired, finally opens our blinded eyes, and there we see Jesus. Now, if we're older, and Simeon was old, we might say, Lord, now that I have the assurance, when I leave this world, I'm going home to be with you. You can take me at any time. It is a marvelous funeral text. Lord, now lettest thou thy servant depart in peace. I don't know about you, but I have outlined my funeral service because I don't want any funny things happening there. And I think sometimes at funerals we get a lot of funny things happening. I want this to be one of the Bible readings. Lord, now let me depart in peace, for mine eyes have seen thy salvation. I have experienced it. You have looked into my face, Lord, and you have told me, in spite of all of my inadequacies, in spite of all of my sins, that in your eyes I am a precious and important individual, and you love me so much you went to the cross to die for my sins. And you have promised me a life in heaven. Isn't that a marvelous thought with which we can close our eyes and die? We know more about Jesus than Simeon ever did. All he could say prophetically to Mary was that it's not going to be easy, Mary, and the day is going to come when a sword will pierce your heart and you will weep bitterly. That certainly was a picture of what would happen 33 years later when Mary would stand beneath the cross of Jesus and see her son dying. Dying for the sins of the world, dying even for those who were the closest to him, for they too were sinners. But it is not only a text for an old person, it is a text for a young person. When Jesus has looked into our face and we have looked into his, then we meet him and we say, not, Lord, now lettest thy servant depart in peace, but rather we say, Lord, now let your servant go out and be a powerful witness to others, pointing people to you, even though society is as indifferent to him as was the innkeeper at Bethlehem. If you take a look at that prayer that Simeon prayed that day, you see something else. It is the beginning of a new age, and that new age is the Christian age. Listen to these words. Lord, now I have seen the Christ, a light for revelation to the Gentiles and for the glory to your people Israel. He is a light for the revelation to the Gentiles. The message was still for Israel. Of course it was. God was not going to forsake his people. The covenant was still good, but he had expanded it. And now it was not only for the Jew, but it was also for the Gentile, that we too could be included in the building of the kingdom of God that would exist here on this earth for a while and then finally culminate in heaven above. That Jesus was the Messiah for all people and would bless those forever if they would but receive him. It was the beginning of a new age. God is revealed in the person of Jesus Christ. Now we can live in a personal relationship with him. I can look into his face daily. But more than that, he looks into my face. And he takes me by the hand. And he leads me. He leads me to serve him. To do for him what he wants to have done. To above all things tell the story of why he came. To tell people that no matter who they are, and I had that privilege today on this radio program, no matter who you are, no matter what your condition is, no matter how unrighteous you may feel you are, there is a forgiveness of all of your sins. That's the gospel. That's why Jesus Christ came. And he looks into your face and wants to tell you this. And he tells you to look into his face too. We can live with the assurance that all is well. That is for those who have received Christ into their lives. It is a beginning of a new age. All of our cases that needs to have a spiritual awakening. The preacher can't bring that. Only the Holy Spirit can. Perhaps in other cases it needs to be a conversion. Maybe you've lived through another Christmas and you've heard this and you're ready to pack it away with a tinsel and a Christmas tree. Don't do it, friend. Take a look at that Jesus. Look into his face and let him turn your life around. And you can have a peace just like Simeon. A peace that nothing else can give you. Can't come from money. Can't come from accomplishments. Can't come from friends. Can't even come from family. It can come only from Jesus Christ himself. It is my prayer that as we have heard this glorious message once again of the Christ child, that there may be an ongoing spiritual awakening within the church, that people may be truly converted and turned around, that there may be new life, that we will go beyond just our biblical knowledge. And I thank God for it, because that's the means whereby the Holy Spirit works. But that we will let him take us another step, and that step is into his presence. So that what we have read, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life, may not just be a biblical message, but that it may be a truth. As our eyes meet his eyes, the eyes of love. While Mary stood in awe when she heard of the Savior and her part in his coming, the innkeeper could have cared less. He was anxious to carry on with his business. The shepherds were scared stiff. And old Simeon just found peace. We're going to conclude this series of people around the manger next week when we take a final look at another character. His name is Herod. And when he heard about Jesus, he got angry. But thank God today, old Simeon found his peace in Christ. May that also be true of us. Amen. Lord Jesus, we thank you for coming to this world that we may live with peace, that we may enjoy all of the good things that you have given to us here, knowing that they are gifts from your hand, that we can even go through some of the difficulties, and we know that there are many who do this day, Lord. Grant that no matter how difficult the situation may be, that peace which passes all understanding will keep these people's hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Lord, grant that our church membership may not just be something of an external affair, but grant that you may look into our face and give us the privilege to look into your face to know how much you love us. For it is in your name we pray. Amen.
You have been worshiping with the radio and internet ministry of the Christian Crusaders. We praise God for His provision and thank our faithful listeners for your gifts and prayers necessary to make this ministry a reality. Your generous support allows us to buy radio time throughout the country and internet access throughout the world. We pray that you and your loved ones have a healthy and peace-filled new year. During this busy holiday season, let us give thanks to the greatest gift of all, the birth of our Lord Jesus. Cassette tapes, CDs, or printed copies of today's sermon are available free of charge. Our mailing address is Christian Crusaders, Post Office Box 522, Cedar Falls, Iowa, 50613. Our toll-free phone number is 1-888-MY-FAITH. That's 1-888-693-2484. In the Cedar Falls, Waterloo, Iowa area, dial 277-0924. Christian Crusaders invite you to find out more about our ministry on the internet. Our website is there to serve you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Our website address is christiancrusaders.org. That's christiancrusaders, all one word, .org. Hundreds of Pastor Larson's sermons are available to be read or printed. Conducting our service today was the Reverend Dr. Homer Larson, Pastor Emeritus of Nazareth Lutheran Church, Cedar Falls, Iowa, and radio pastor of Christian Crusaders for the past 40 years.